You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The Chancellor's Speaker Series at LSUS will host career Foreign Service Officer Richard H. Jones this morning at 11 a.m. in the Science Lecture Auditorium on the campus of LSUS in Shreveport. Mr. Jones has spent nearly 38 years in public service, including 32 years as a U.S. Foreign Service Officer. He served as U.S. Ambassador in Lebanon, Kazakhstan, Kuwait, and Israel. I spoke to him as he was on Interstate 20 driving to Shreveport yesterday and asked him what his talk will be about this morning at LSUS.
I find that outside of Washington, very little people understand what the State Department is, what its role is, and they certainly don't know how one becomes part of the State Department.
Well, you've had quite a career, nearly 38 years in public service, including 32 years as a U.S. Foreign Service Officer, and you served as ambassador in Lebanon, Kazakhstan, Kuwait, Iraq, and Israel. Let me ask you, when you were a kid, is this something that you decided early on that you'd like to become?
Well, I was always interested in foreign affairs because my father was a military officer, and when I was 2 years old, he went to Korea. When I was 7 years old, he went to Vietnam. I was actually born in Shreveport, by the way. My dad was at the Air Force Base there by 1950. In any event, so I knew that there was a world outside that affected Americans because my dad had to go to those places, and it took him away from our family. You know, I knew more about Vietnam, where it was, and so on, than most people. So I obviously paid a lot of attention. And then when I was in college, Henry Kissinger was doing ping pong diplomacy and so on, opening of China and so on. So I was interested in foreign affairs, but I never took any classes in foreign affairs, particularly. I was actually a math and science person. I majored in math in college, but I was good in languages.
So how did you embark upon your career in the Foreign Service? What was the first step?
I didn't have any idea how one became a diplomat or involved in diplomacy, but a friend of mine saw a recruiting poster in a placement office in a local college that was near where we were going to school, and so he took me there and showed me the poster, and I copied down the information and signed for sent away for an application packet and got started.
You can hear more from Mr. Jones this morning at 11 a.m. on the campus of LSUS in Shreveport in the Science Lecture Auditorium. The LSU Chancellor Speaker Series is free and open to the public. To learn more, go to lsus.edu and click on the News and Events tab. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.